Begin the current time, Mesechtes Bava Metzia, Daf Pei Hei. Begin 8 lines down from the top of the Amud, but the Gemara continues the discussion from the previous Daf. That is, the Gemara was talking about Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon, and how after he was Nifter, Rebbe extended his hand in marriage to marry his wife, and his wife said, look, you don't come close to my husband because of the Yisurim that he suffered, that he took upon himself in his life. So the Gemara continues, Amar Rebbe, he says, Chavivin Yisurim, how precious are afflictions, that he saw that the Yisurim, the afflictions of Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon were so powerful that it even affected that he didn't decompose. His body was in his attic for that many years, and that was because of the power of Yisurim. So says the Gemara, he accepted upon himself 13 years of suffering as a way of growing in his personhood. So the Gemara tells us that shis bitzmirta, 6 of those years were having a stone in the place of where one urinates, v'sheva bitzvarna, and 7 of it was an illness that's in the mouth that's called thrush. Some say a different version that it was shiva bitzmirta v'shis bitzvarna. It was actually 7 by having the stone in the male member and 6 in the thrush that's in the mouth. Now the Gemara tells us that a horyori debe rabbi, the stable, the one that was in charge of the stables of Rebbe, Hava Utter Mishver Malki, he was wealthier than King Shapur, than the king, because Rebbe was so wealthy, and even the one that took care of his stables of all the animals was even wealthier than the king. Now, Kadava Rami Kisses Alechabasa, when he would give the food to the animals, Hava Azla Kalabat Lasamili, so the sounds of the animals would travel for 3 mil. He was so wealthy, he had so many animals, that when they would feed him, they would make noise, it would travel for a distance of 3 mil. So the Gemara tells that Machavin the Rami, he would intentionally go ahead and put out the food, but he shaited the Ayil Rebbe Beis Hakisa at that moment when Rebbe was going to the lavatory to relieve himself. And in spite of that, Ma'avrele Kole, Rebbe's sound would overpass Likalaihu to the sounds of the animals, B'shamalei Nechusayama, and even the seafarers, the sailors out in the seas, would hear the sound of Rebbe again because of the pain when he had to relieve himself. Again, because of this Yisurim that he took upon himself. Even though his stable, one in charge, was trying to cover over that sound by having the animals that he had so many of at the same time. Vafalachi, however, the Gemara tells us, in spite of that, Yisurid Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon, Adifim in the Rebbe. The afflictions that were by Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon were greater than Rebbe, even though we just said how painful those were Rebbe were. The Ilu Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon, because whereas by Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon, me'ahava bo u'me'ahava halachu. They came out of love and they went out of love, as the Gemara said in the previous daf. He accepted them upon himself and he sent them out in love. The Rebbe, al-dei ma'isa bo v'al-dei ma'isa halachu. However, in regards to Rebbe, the afflictions that came to him happened through a story, through an incident, and they left through an incident, so it's not as great as Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon that it came through his love and was sent out from that love. As the Gemara explains, what is this incident that caused Rebbe to trigger and start his Yisurim? So the Gemara says that who igladava komam tule l'shchita, there was a certain calf that were taken to be slaughtered. Azl talya l'reisha b'kam for the Rebbe. So then the calf went and hid its head underneath the cloak of Rebbe. V'kabachi, and the calf was crying. It's going to be taken to be slaughtered. Amaleis, the Rebbe said to the calf, Zil, go, l'kach netzarta, it was for this that you were created. That's what animals are for, to be eaten. Amri, so they said in the heaven, Hayil v'lekar marachim, since he's not merciful on the animal, leise le yisurin, let afflictions come upon him. That was the story that triggered it. L'dei ma'is ha'alacha, and it was also through an incident that the yisurin were taken away from him. Yemechad, one day, and this was at the end of those 13 years, havakukanshe amsi the Rebbe beisa. The maidservant of Rebbe was cleaning and sweeping up the house. Havashadya b'nei karkush. Now there were the children of the weasels, the baby weasels, were just laying over there on the floor. For kokanchalahu, and she was sweeping it up. Amalaz, he said to the maidservant, Shafkinu, leave them. Ksiv, it says the pasuk in Tehillim, v'racham aval kol ma'asav, his mercies on all his creations. So Amri, they said in heaven, Ha'ilam Racham, since we see that he is being merciful, Neracham Alei will be merciful on him, and therefore the Yisurim were taken away from him. The Mimor continues, says, Kulishne Yisurid Rabbi Elazar, all the years of the affliction that Rabbi Elazar had taken upon himself, as we told in the previous daf, L'shachav Inish B'lei Zimne, no one died not in his set and designated time. Kulishne Yisurid Rabbi, all the years of the afflictions of Rabbi, L'itzach Am L'mitra, the world didn't need any rain. Because the Amar Rabbah Barav Shila, Kasha Yemi the Mitra, in truth, a day that it rains is harsh to the world, Kiyemi the Dina, like a day that the world is judged. And more of Avama Mema, Mema said he loved Tzarech La'almo, if rain wasn't necessary for the world, so the rabbis would beseech mercy on it and void and nullify the rain. Now, says the Gemara, even so, that the rain didn't come in those years when Rebbe had Yisurin, but there's a need for rain because it has to nourish the ground. But in those years, even though it didn't rain, when they would take out a radish, mimesha, from the row of where the plantation was, there was a pit full with water as if it had rained. So they just didn't have the problems of the rain itself. Now the Gemara continues, Ikla Rebbe La'asar Reb Elazar Reb Shimon. We had this contrast with Rebbe and Reb Elazar Reb Shimon. So after Reb Elazar Reb Shimon had passed away, Rebbe had come to the hometown of Reb Elazar Reb Shimon. Amalei said to the people, Yeshli ben Lo'isit Tzadik, is there a son to that righteous person? Amalei, they said to him, Yeshli ben, he has a son. V'chol zaynish and eskeres b'shnayim, and any harlot, any woman that sells herself for relations for two, Seicharte b'shmeina, they hire him for eight because of his beauty. So the ultimate zayna that he in the male form that he is. Sa'asye, so they brought him to Rabbi. And Asmachei b'Rabbi, Rabbi went and gave him smicha, ordained him as a rabbi. They called him Rabbi so that he should feel that passion, and they should say, you know, let me learn Torah. Look at this. Everyone's calling me a Rabbi. I'm a great person. Va'ashlamei l'Reb Shimon ben Isi ben Lekunya, and he gave him over to Reb Shimon ben Isi ben Lekunya to go ahead and teach him Torah, because he was Achis Ima, he was his mother's brother. Now, Kol Yema Hava'ama, every single day, that son of Reb Shimon would say, L'kriyasi ani ezel, I want to go to my city, I want to go back home. Amalei, he said to him, look, Chachim Avdu Yasach, they made you into a sage. V'gulsa d'dehava parsalach, and a garment of gold they put on you. You became the chief rabbi. V'rabbi karlach, and they call you rabbi. V'at amrit l'kiyasi ani ezel, and you keep on saying, I want to go back home? What, you want to go back to that debased life that you were living up until now and lose all this that we're giving you? So Amalei said to him, my mate, you're right, I swear, Azuba da, I'm going to leave this, I'm not going to ask anymore to go back home. Now Kigadlo, when he became older and became great, Asa Yosef ben Masifta the Rebbe came and he sat in the yeshiva of Rebbe. So Shama Likali, he heard his voice. Amar, he said, Hi Kala, Dami Likala, Reb Elazar Reb Shimon, that voice of that boy sounds like the voice of Reb Elazar Reb Shimon. Amar Lei, they said to him, Brehu, it's his son. So Kari Alei, so Rebbe then said, recited the Pasuk in Mishlei, it says, Pri Tzadik, the fruit of the righteous, Eitz Chaim, is a living tree. L'kech Nefash is the one who takes souls, meaning that teaches him Torah, is Chacham, is a smart person because he acquires him for like a son. So the Gemara explains, Pri Tzadik Eitz Chaim, what does it mean that the fruit of the righteous is a living tree? Zer Reb Yesi Reb Elazar Reb Shimon, meaning he's the pri of the tzaddik, which was his father, Reb Elazar Reb Shimon, is the Eitz Chaim that he goes ahead and he's a living tree. He learns Torah. And Lekech Nefash is Chacham, the one who takes souls is smart. Zer Reb Shimon ben Isa ben Lekunya, who he said is the one that taught him Torah, and as if he gave birth to him. So the Gemara says Ki Nach Navshe, when Reb Yesi Reb Elazar Reb Shimon passed away, Amtulam Artadevu, they brought him to the cave of his father, Reb Elazar Reb Shimon, who was buried next to his father, Reb Shimon Bayichai. Avahadra La Achner L'Arta. Now there was a snake that surrounded the cave, just like it was when they came to bury his father by his father. So Amalei, they said to the snake, Achna Achna Psach Picha. Snake, open up your mouth. V'ikanes ben its love, let the son come to be rested with his father. Le'paskalu, and didn't open up to them. So the people thought to say that his father, Reb Elazar Reb Shimon, is greater than his son, Reb Yesi, because when they did the same thing by Reb Shimon ben Yechai's cab, it opened up for Reb Elazar Reb Shimon. Yet here it's not opening up for the son of Reb Yesi. So a heavenly voice rang out and said, it's not because the father is greater than Reb Yesi. Rather, it's because Reb Shimon Yechai and his son, Reb Elazar Reb Shimon, were famously 13 years in a cave, as the Gemara brings him to the Shabbos, and so therefore Reb Elazar Reb Shimon was in the pain of the cave for that amount of years, and his son Reb Yosi did not have that pain, and therefore he doesn't have that same schus to have the snake open its mouth to be buried with his father. Similar incident, Ikla Rebbe La'asir Reb Tarfon. Rebbe came to the hometown of Reb Tarfon. Amlahu, he said to the people, Yesh li ben lo yisid tzaddik, is there a son for that tzaddik? Shayim mekapech hezbanav, who would always cut down his sons. In other words, he would always, as the Gemara brings in many places, he'd always say, he would swear, if I'm wrong, then let my sons be cut off. Let me not have any sons. So Amalei, they said to him, actually, Ben Einlei. No, he doesn't have any sons. But Ben Bas Yeshlei, but he has a son of his daughter, a grandson, T'chalzeinish and Iskeres, B'shnaim, and any prostitute that's hired for two, meaning it costs two, then Zekar to B'shmaina hires him for eight. So Asulikame, they brought him in front of Rabbi. Amalei, he said to him, Ihajisbach, if you return, I'm going to give you my daughter in marriage. So Hadurbe, he came back, and he came back to the ways of the Torah. Now, Igadami, there are those that say, Nusva Begirsha, that he married the daughter of Rebbe, then he divorced her. Igadami, there are those that say, Lo Nusva Klai, actually never married her. And the reason is, that they shouldn't say, it's because of this, that he returned. In other words, didn't want people to think that he only came back to do tshuva because that he can marry the daughter of Rebbe, to show that it was not for that only purpose, therefore he didn't marry her, or he married her and divorced her. Now the Gemara says, V'lomalei kuli hai. Why did Rebbe have to do this, to go to such efforts to return the sons of others, that he went to all these towns and asked, does he have a son, does he have a son? And then when he heard that they're not following on the path of their father, that he went through such effort to return them. So the Gemara explains, because the Amar of Yehuda Rav, Vamrilon, some say it was Amar B'chir Barabo, Amar B'yechnon, Vamrilon, some say it was Amar B'shmul B'nachmeni, Amar B'yeinison, that Kolamalamed is Ben Chaveir Torah, whoever teaches the son of his friend Torah, Seich V'yesha B'shiva Shamala, merits to sit in the upper yeshiva. Shnem, like it says the Pasuk in Yirmiyah, Im Tashuv, if you will return the Jewish people to do good with your words of rebuke, says the Navi, V'yashivcha, then says Hashem, I will return you to me at Lefonai Tamid. In front of me you will stand. So in other words, the Navi was saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to me that I will stand in front of him if I could have you do tshuva, which is this concept of teaching the sons of other people's children Torah. Moreover, V'chalam Alamin is Ben Am'aretz Torah. Whoever teaches the son of an ignoramus Torah, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu Gizik Zeir, even if HaKadosh Baruch Hu decrees the decree, Mevatla B'Shvilai, he will void it. He'll nullify it because of that person who teaches the son of Am'aretz Torah. Shem, like it says over there in the Pasuk, Vim Teitzi Yakar Mizoil, that if you take out something precious from something degraded, which is a Talmud Chacham from the father Am'aretz, Kefi Tia, Hashem says, like my mouth, it will be, meaning that even the Gezer that I will make will be nullified because of that person. Mark continues on this theme, Omer Pranachim Erbiechinon, Kol Shu Talmud Chacham, whoever is a Talmudic scholar, Ubenoy Talmud Chacham, his son is a Talmud Chacham, Uven Venoy Talmud Chacham, and his grandson is a Talmud Chacham. Shuv Ein Torah Pesek is Mizaroi Li'olam. Then Torah will never be stopped from his children forever. Shnei Mekes is the Pasuk in Yeshaya. Vanizayis Berisi V'Gayman. Hashem says, and this is my covenant. Lo Yemushu Mipicha. The words of Torah will not be removed from your mouth. Umipizi Zeracham, from the mouth of your children. Umipizi Zeracham, from the mouth of your children's children. Omar Hashem, this is what Hashem says. Mi'at V'adayim, from here until forever. Now, my Amar Hashem, what does the Pasuk mean when it says, this is what Hashem says? So Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ani Arev Lecha B'davizah, I am a guarantor regarding this, that the Torah will never be removed from your children and your grandchildren. Now, my Ma'at V'adim, what does it mean from now until forever? Amar Bimri, so he explains, Mekam V'elech, it's from here and on, that Torah Mechzeres Av San Yishalot, that the Torah returns to its host, meaning that this is a family where I know that my words of Torah are, so Hashem will continue coming back. Therefore, once a person and his child and his grandchild are Talmid HaChachamim, that continues forever. As the Gemara illustrates in the following story, Rav Yosef Arbon Tanisa, he fasted 40 fasts that Torah should not be removed from his children. Bakuyu, and they said to him in his dream, Lo Yimushu Bipicha, it will not be removed from your mouth. This was in the Samarit after he fasted 40 fasts. Now, Yosef Abom Tanis Achrinis, then he fasted another 40 fasts. Fakiru, then they read to him the next part of the Pasuk, Le'imushu Mipichu Mipizaracha, it will not be removed from your mouth and the mouth of your children. Yosef Meir Tanis Achrinis, then he fasted another 100 fasts. Asif Akiru, then they came and they recited to him, Le'imushu Mipichu, from your mouth, Mipizaracha, from your children's mouth, Mipizaracha, from your children's children. Amar, then he said, Mekam Eilech Le'itzrichna, from here on I don't have to fast anymore. Because Torah Machzeres Alachsani Shalah, as we said before, the Torah returns to its host, since I'm a Talmid Chacham, and my son is, and my grandchild is, therefore it's going to continue forever. The Gemara says, Reb Zeri Kisolik L'Ardi Yisrael, continue on fast. When Reb Zeri came up to Eretz Yisrael, so Yosef Meyatanisa, he fasted 100 fasts. Delashtakech Gemara Bavlom, and that he should forget the Babylonian Gemara, which is our Gemara. That it shouldn't perturb him, that it shouldn't bother him, meaning when they went up to Eretz Yisrael to learn the Torah from Rabbi Yechanan, now the Amiram and Eretz Yisrael, they didn't disagree, and they were more agreeable one to the other, as the Gemara says, Masechtas HaNedin Avchav Da'al Manav, and they would resolve it together without like the Talmud Bavli, which is questions and answers and disagreeing. So therefore, he didn't want to remember that old, that Talmud Bavli when he was coming to study the Talmud Yerushalmi. Now, Yosef Me'achrinisa, then he fasted 100 fasts, another 100 fast, that Reb Elazar should not pass away when he's still alive, because then the yoke of the needs of the public will fall on them. So he wanted Reb Elazar to still be alive to take care of those needs. And then he fasted another 100 fast, that the fire of Gehenna should not have any power over him. And called Klasin Yema have a Badik Nafshi. Every 30 days he would check himself out to see that if the fire of Gehenna will not have any effect on him, Shagar Tanur, he would fire up the oven. Salik V'yasabik Avei, and he would go in and sit inside the oven. But Haba Shaltim Einur, and the fire wouldn't affect him at all. Now, Yom Echad Yavabei Ruban and Einur, one day the rabbis went and saw him doing this, which causes the Einur Bishas, people become jealous, they see something. V'charchi Shalchi, and his thigh got singed, got burnt. But currently, so from that point on, they started calling him Cotton, which, because he was a short person, they called him the short one, the Tcharuk Shake, that his thighs are burnt. Continuing on this topic of Talmud Torah, Amar Rav Yehuda Marav, it says, Ma'idich Siv, what does it mean when it says in the Pasuk in Yirmiyah, Miho Esh HaChacham, who is the man that's wise? But Yavin as listen understands this. Vashad Dibir Pi HaShem Elav Yegida, and that the word of Hashem talks to him and will tell him, Alma of the Haaretz, why is it that the land was destroyed? Why was the Beis Hamikdash Yerushalayim right, still destroyed? So says the Gemara, Davazeh, this thing regarding why was Eretz Yisrael destroyed, continues the Gemara on Tamid Beis, Amar Chachamim. So the sages said, which is like the puzzle says, Miho Esh HaChacham, but like Pirshu, and they didn't explain it. Amar Neviim, the prophet said it. It says, Asher Dibri Pi Hashem Elav, but like Pirshu, they didn't explain it. Asher Pirsha Kadosh Baruch Hu Ba'atzma, until Kadosh Baruch Hu himself explained what's the reason why Eretz Yisrael was destroyed. Shneim, like it says afterwards in the pasuk, B'yom Hashem, Al Azvam Esteirasi, Asher Nesati Lefneim, because they left, they forsook my Torah that I gave in front of them. Now, Amar Rav Yehuda Merav explains, not that they weren't learning Torah, it means Shalei Baruch Hu B'Torah Tchilas, because they didn't make a blessing beforehand. When they would come to learn Torah, they wouldn't make a bracha beforehand. Now, the way Rav Yehuda Merav knows this is from the extra word, says, Asher Nesati Lefneim, that I placed in front of them, which is the bracha of Asher Bracha Banu, which is the bracha that's made before learning Torah. Now, since they didn't make a bracha before learning Torah, they obviously revealed that it's not such a chashav a matana, it's not such a great gift that Hashem gave to them, because then they would bless and thank Hashem, thank you so much for what you gave us. And because of that they didn't appreciate the Torah, that's why Eretz Yisrael was destroyed. Continuing on this topic of Talmud Torah, Amar Rav Chama says, Ma'idach Siv, what does it mean in the pasuk in Mishlei that says, Belev Navin, in the heart of a discerning individual, Tenuach Chachma, wisdom will rest, Bekev Ksilim, and that from the midst of fools, Tivadeya, it will be known, sounds like that, it will be known to all that by the fools, they'll glorify themselves with the crown of Torah that's amongst them. So that the Gemara explains, Belev Navin Tenuach Chachma, in the heart of the discerning one will rest wisdom, Zeh Talmud Chacham, Talmud Chacham, that's the Talmud Chacham, the son of a Talmud Chacham. So in the leiv of a Navin, then you'll have Chachma, meaning a Talmud Chacham will come from his father Talmud Chacham. Now, Ubekar, and more of it will be there in the midst, it'll be in the heart, it will be private. Ubekar of Kesilim Tivadeya, but in the midst of fools, it'll be known, Zeh Talmud Chacham Ben Amah Aretz, that's the Talmud Chacham, that's the son of ignoramus. He's Bekar of Kesilim, he's in the family of fools. That is Amar Ula, he says, Hain Dam Inchi, that's what people say. Istira Belegina, when you have one coin in a container, Kish Kish Karya, it makes noise, and you shake it around, it has just this one coin, and it bangs and clanks around. Because if it would be full of coins, then it wouldn't make any noise, it would barely move, it wouldn't make that much noise. That's the same idea when he's the only Talmud Chacham, wow, look at this gem we have. That's because everyone else is ignoramuses. Take a family Talmud Chacham, he wouldn't even make any noise, it wouldn't even pay that much attention. That would be Belev, Novan would be Tenuach Chachma. Amalir Bimler Bzeri says, Maidich Siv wasn't in the Pasuk in Iyev that says, Katin v'gadol shamhu, small and the big are there, meaning in the grave. Ve'evet chavshim adaynav, and the slave is then free from his master. So the Gemara asks, Atu la yedin and the katin v'gadol shamhu, don't we know that the big and small are all there in the grave? Ela rather explains it in the following drasha. Kalamakten atzmai al dibri teri boil mazeh, it's katin and then gadol. Whoever makes himself small for the words of Torah in this world, Nasa Gadol El Maba, becomes a Gadol, a great one in the world to come. And the second half of the Pasuk, V'chala Mesim Asmi Ke'evet Al Dibri Torah Bo'el Mazeh, whoever makes himself like a slave to the words of Torah in this world, Nasa Chavshel El Maba, becomes free in the world to come. Continuing on Talmud Torah, now specifically focusing on the greatness of Rebbe Chiya in regards to Torah. So the Gemara tells us, Resh Lakish Av Mitzayin Ma'arta Drabban. Resh Lakish was demarcating specifically where the graves of the rabbis were, so that Kahanim, who are walking by, should not stumble and become tummy, which they're forbidden to, and by mistake have the halach of oil by leaning over the grave of the tzaddikim, because he specifically didn't want that the righteous should be considered as a stumbling block for Kahanim becoming tummy. Now, Kimotel Ma'artid Rebbe Chiya, when they reached the cave of Rebbe Chiya, it was alluded from him, he couldn't find where was the grave of Rebbe Chiya. So he was disheartened. Amar, he said, Rebbein Shlom, master of the world, Loi Papalti Tarka Maisa, don't I talk about and be mechadish in the words of Torah like Reb Chiya? Mefalful means to say, making great and putting together Torahs and buildings of Torah. So Yatzabas Kabamalai, so a heavenly voice came out and said to him, Torah Kamaisa Papalti, right, you definitely were the originator and be mechadish words of Torah like Reb Chiya, but Torah kamoisili rebatzta, but you did not disseminate the words of Torah like him to others. As the Gemara illustrates this, kevaminsa Reb Chanina, when Reb Chanina and Reb Chama would dispute together with Reb Chiya in the words of learning, amalei Reb Chanina, Reb Chanina would tell Reb Chiya, b'hadididi kom mintzisa, with me you're disagreeing, chas v'shalom, heaven forsake, imishtak l'term Yisrael, if Torah would be forgotten from the Jewish people, I would return it with my koyach hapilpul, with my koyach hachidush, with my novelties in learning of Torah. I would restore it all. So Amar Rebchida Rebchanina, Rebchida said to Rebchanina, "Hadidi komin tzisa, what, you're disagreeing and disputing with me? The avdi l'Torah relates to koyach mi Yisrael. I make that the words of Torah are never forgotten in the first place. You're saying you're great that you would bring it back. I make it that it's never forgotten." So he says, "Maya vidni." He says, "What do I do?" Azlina v'shadina kisna. I go and I plant flax. V'gadilna nishpe. And then I take the flax and I weave and I make nets out of it. V'tzodeinu tavi. And with it I capture deer. U'machilna b'sray liyasim. And I go and I feed the meat to orphans. V'arichna megilta. And then I take from the hide, I make a scroll out of it. V'kasvana chamisha chumshe. And then I write five different scrolls, each one having one of the five chamashim. V'saliknu lamasa. Then I go to a place where there's no teacher of young children. U'makrina chamisha nuke. Then I teach five different children, v'chamisha chumshi, each one a separate sefer of one of the five chamashim. U'masnina, and I teach by heart, shisa yanuke, six children, shisa sadari, each one a separate seder of the six sadarim of Mishnayis. V'amarnu, when I tell these children, Adra hadra basina, until I come back, akra dadi, I want you to teach each one your psukim of your chumash that you learned to the other ones. Vasna dadi, and you who went and learned your siddharim of Mishnayis, you should teach all the other boys that seder that you learned. V'avdila l'tar d'letzashtekech misol, and I make that Torah is never forgotten in the Jewish people. Haini dami Rebbe, that's what Rebbe said. Kama gedoy l'maisa chiyah, how great are the actions of chiyah, which is as important as the concept of chinuch, is that everything from its inception has to be pure and holy. He would go and even make the flax, to make the nets, to catch the deer, to take the hide, to write the scrolls, to give it to the children. Everything was al taras hakodesh, and he would make that the Jewish people would proliferate in words of Torah, so he makes the Torah never forgotten. That's why Reish Lakish couldn't find this kevah, because although he's as great as him in pilpul in Torah, but not in hafatzis and harbatzis at Torah, Reb Chiya was greater. Now, Amalei Reb Shmuel Berbisi said to Rebbe when he said this, that how great are the actions of Chiya, he said, Afilu Amar, even then you, the master Rebbe? And Rebbe was the one who was Mesadid Mishnayis. Amalei In, he said, yes, it's even greater than that. So on that, Rabbi Shimon B'Yesi asked, Afilu Ma'abi, even greater than my father, B'Yesi? Amalek to that, Rabbi said, Chas V'Shalom. Like the Hikazes be Yisrael, this should not be said in the Jewish people. Rabbi held Rabbi Yisrael in very great esteem, and they said, although Rabbi Chiyah is very great, we can't say that it was greater than your father, Rabbi Yisrael. Now, Amr Rabbi Zeira, he says, Emesh nearly Rabbi Yisrael Chanina. Yesterday, he was seen to me, Rabbi Yisrael Chanina, in a dream, and the Martila said to him, Itz l'miat t'takua, next to you, who are you in the yeshiva shamala, in the heavenly yeshiva, who are you next to? So Amali said to me, it's Rabbi Yechanan, next to Rabbi Yechanan. And he asked him, Rabbi Yechanan, it's me, and who's Rabbi Yechanan next to? He said, it's Rabbi Yana. So he asked him, and Rabbi Yana, it's me, who's Rabbi Yana next to? So it's Rabbi Chanina. And he asked him, Rabbi Chanina, it's me, who's Rabbi Chanina next to? So he said, it's Rabbi Chia next to Rabbi Chia. So Rabbi Zeir said that Amarti Loi, I said to Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Yechanan, it's Rabbi Chia Loi, and Rabbi Yechanan is not fit to sit next to Rabbi Chia. He's only next to that one who's next to that one, who's next to that one, who's next to Rabbi Chia. So Amali, Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Chanina said to me, Ba'asa de zekuk in the nura, in a place where there's a fire of lightning, ubu'ur in the esha, and that there's flames of fire, man ma'al bar nafcha l'taman, who's going to bring bar nafcha, which was the name of Rabbi Yechanan over there, to Rabbi Chia. Rabbi Chia was very great. Couldn't you get Rabbi Yechanan and can't be right next to Rabbi Chia. Now, Amr Rav Chaviva, he said, Ishtoy li Rav Chaviva bar Samaki. Rav Chaviva bar Samaki said to me, Chazi lehum rabban, that he saw the following rabbi, Tavashchich liyoga beit aliyah, never would come and frequent him. Till tzafra havashapirin ene, in the morning I saw that his eyes were beautiful, were fine and healthy. Well, were to damikid de mikli benura, in the evening they looked like that a fire had burnt them, that as if his eyes were burnt by fire. So Amri lay, so he said that he told them. He said, my high, what is this? Why your eyes like look like they were burnt out? Vamali said to me, because the Amri lay Eliyahu, I said to Eliyahu Navi, Achvili Rabbanan, I want you to show me the rabbis. Kisalki l'masiv t'drukiy, when they go into the heavenly yeshiva, just like in the yeshiva down here, there when all the bachram, all the tamidim, all the kail are going into the yeshiva, he said, I want to see them as they're going into the masiv t'drukiy. So Amali said to me, okay, b'kula matzisa l'istakulabu, you can look at all the great rabbis as they go into the masiv t'drukiy. Lavar miguhar kad Reb Chia, except for the throne of Reb Chia, dula l'stakal bay, that you can't look at. Maisa menayu, what's the sign? How do I know which is his? B'kula azda malachi kisalka v'nachsi, all of them, there are angels that go in front of them when they go and when they come out. Lavar miguhar kad Reb Chia, except for the throne of Reb Chia, diminavshe salik v'nachis, by itself it goes and it comes out. So this Talmud Chacham said, le'matzoi lo'uk menavshe, I couldn't hold myself back. Istakli when I looked at it, and also tre butita de nura, and there were two sparks of fire that came out, umachyula hugavra, and then hit that person, meaning referring to himself, bisaminu le'ene, and it blinded his eyes. Now, lamacher, the next day, azli ishtatri ama'arte, I went and I prostrated myself by the cave of Reb Chia, and by his grave, and I said, masniyasa de mar masnina, I learn the teseftis, the prices of the master, which he went and he put into six siddurim, says, so he told him, I constantly learn it. And because Reb Chia organized different prices, like it says many times in Shas, that if Rebbe didn't teach it, who is the Mishnayis, Reb Chia, where did he know it from? In other words, as we say, that any brisa that wasn't taught by the brises of Reb Chia and Reb Aisha, then you can't use it to ask in the Beis Medrash. They're the primary brises. So he says, I learned your brises, I teach your brises, and B'itasayin, I was healed. So therefore, he's not blind anymore, but it still has that burnt out look, because of that, which was that he looked at. That's what he was saying, that Rabbi Yechanan can't be next to Reb Chia, because that's a place of great fire. Now the Gemara continues, Eliyahu da avashchich b'masifta de Rebbe, Eliyahu would frequent the yeshiva of Rebbe. Yem echad Rish Yerchav, one time it was Rish Chaydish, Noga levelay asa, and he delayed and he wasn't coming, Eliyahu Navi. So finally he came. Amalei, Rebbe said to him, my time in Nogalim Lamar, why was the master Eliyahu Navi late in coming to my yeshiva? So Amalei said to him, Adu ukimna l'Avram, until I was able to get Avram Avinu up, umashini yodi umatzli, and wash his hands and have him daven, umagninale, and then have him put him back to rest, v'chein Yitzchok, and then the same thing for Yitzchok Avinu, v'chein Yaakov, so to Yaakov, so it took time, so that's why I'm late. So Rebbe asked him, l'kamina b'hadi adodi, why don't you just get them all up at the same time, and then you'll save time? So he says, Savri, they think, that takfi b'rachmi, that the avos, if they're all going to be davening at the same time, they're going to increase so much prayer, they're going to bring Mashiach not in its appropriate time, and therefore I don't have permission to get them up at the same time to daven, and therefore I have to be one after the other. So Amalei, so Rebbe asked Eliyahu Navi, "V'yesh dugmasin boil mazeh? Is there such a similar thing in this world of people that if they would daven at the same time that the tefillahs would be heard?" Amalei, so he said to him, "Ikre Reb Chiya banim sal." Eliyahu Navi said, "Yes, there's Reb Chiya and his sons. It's the same phenomena as the avos." So Gazer Rebbe Tanisa, so Rebbe decreed a fast. Achtina Reb Chiya banim, and he had Reb Chiya and his sons go up and daven for the amid. So Amar, when Reb Chiya said Masha Baruch, this is the part of the tefillah after the avos, that he brings the wind, b'nash v'zika. So right away the wind started blowing. Omer ha'geshem, the next words in davening in Shemayin Esrei in the second bracha is, Mar the geshem, he brings down the rain, b'asa mitra, the rain started coming. Now, kimat l'meim m'chaya mesim, moving in that bracha, which is the bracha m'chaya mesim, when they were up to the word saying that he resuscitates the dead, so rogash alma, the world started trembling. So they said in the heaven, Man Goli Raz Yibalma, who revealed this secret to the world? Because if Reb Chiya and his sons are going to daven for Tchiyas Amazim, then the revival of the dead is going to happen. So Amri, they said it was Eliyahu. So Asil Eliyahu, they brought Eliyahu Navi, Machiu Shitin Pulsi Denur, they gave him 60 lashes with a fiery whip. Now Asay Dame Lohu Kaduvi Denur, so then Eliyahu Navi went and appeared to the to Rebbe and all the Jewish people like a fiery bear. So he went amongst them and then he chased them away, which prevented Mashiach coming or Tchiyas HaMeisim in an inappropriate time, so they didn't allow Reb Chiya and his sons to daven for that. The Gemara continues, Shmuel Yarchina, who he's the famous Shmuel Baraba, who is the colleague of Rav, and because he was so proficient in the what's called the Soidu Iber, the secret of the intercalculation of the moon, as the Gemara says in Masechtas Rishona, the Shmuel said, I could rectify the whole diaspora for my understanding of the moon and the constellations. So they called him Yarchina from the term of Yarach, which is of the moon. So either way, Shmuel was Asid Rebbe Hava. He was the doctor of Rebbe. Cholish Rebbe Be'enis, so Rebbe had an ailment in his eye. So Amalei said to him, Imal lach sama, come here, I'll put some salve, I'll put some medicine in your eye. So Amalei leichin, the Rebbe says, no, I can't handle it. So he says, okay, ishtalach mishtar. So he says, I'll smear the cream on top of your eye, and then it'll be absorbed through that into your eye. So Amalei leichin, he says, no, even that I can't handle. So have a meisav lei beguvus desamne. What he did was, so he put the medicine in a hollow tube. Tusei beisadya, he put it underneath his pillow. Now, the medicine was so strong that it went through the pillow, through the bone of his skull, all the way through his brain until it reached to his eye. And that's how it healed him. V'yitase, and he got healed. Now the Gemara says, have a kumitzdar Rebbe l'mismeche. So Rebbe was pained to give smicha to ordain Shmuel to make him smicha because he was a very smart chacham as he saw that he was able to heal him. So he wanted to give him smicha. But v'lahav mister yemilsa, but he wasn't successful. That every single time, either the moment was lost, or he wasn't able to get the sages together. So Malisa Shmuel said to Rebbe, "Loy litzdar mar, let the master not be in pain, because l'didi chazuli sifred Adam Rishon. I saw the book of Adam Harishon, which is that Hakadosh Baruch Hu showed Adam Harishon every single generation and its scribes and those who seek Hashem and the wise ones. B'ksibe, and it says over there, Shmuel Yarchina, which was him, as a continuing type of Peivam and Aleph." Chacham Yiskari will be called a Chacham, the Rebbe lo Yiskari. He's not going to be called a Rebbe because he's not going to get smicha. So don't worry, I know that that's my destiny. Now, and Osa says over there, V'ase the Rebbe al Yodatei, that the healing of Rebbe will come through him. Now, more of it says over there, in the Sefer of Admiration, Rebbe v'Reb Nasan are safe Mishnah, which is the end of the Tanoim, because up until the days of Rebbe Yehuda HaNasi, each person would say his teaching in the Beis HaMedrash, and the students would learn it, all the separate teachings, and there weren't any organized mesechtas. Then they went and they organized it by the order, and they included all what was said in the previous generations, and they ordered it into mesechtas, and after that it wasn't added on only just a little bit. That was Rabbi Anasi who put into Mishnayis. And it also says that Rav Ashi and Ravina, they're Seferi, they're the end of the teaching, meaning the end of the Amayram. Because up until that day, there was no Gemara organized according to the Seder of the Mishnayis. Rather, whatever questions would come up in the understanding of a Mishnah in the Beis Medrash, or a question regarding a story regarding a monetary law or prohibitory law, so each one would say his understanding, his opinion, And then came Rav Ashi and Ravina. They went, they organized all the teachings of the Maram that came before them, and they organized it based on the Seda of the Siddharm of the Mishnayis, each one by the appropriate Mishnayis. Then they would ask the questions that were answered and asked from those which came before them, and they asked their own questions. And then they organized that into Gemaras, as it says, Esve, Mesve, Minu, Ibailuhu, and all the answers, what were there. Then they organized that on the order of the Mishnayis that Rabbi made, and it was Rav Ashi and Ravina that organized. That's what we know as Gemara. And says the Gemara b'simonich, and a sign to illustrate this that Rav Ashi and Ravina are the end of the Gemara. It says the pasuk in Tehillim, ad avay el mikdash el, until I come to the sanctuary of God, avina lachrisim, I will give them to understand to the end. Which, as Rashi explains, that mikdash el is a reference, a sign to Rav Ashi, and avina, this that it says that I will give them to understand, is a simon for Ravina. And that is la'achrisam, which will be for the end, meaning the end of the teaching, which is the Gemara, that will be organized by Rav Ashi and Ravina.